Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Momentum will carry you to your desired goal. An object in motion stays in motion. Best thing about momentum is it's in your power to create it. Force yourself through the door, step by step, every single day, and you'll eventually find the flow you've been longing for. It's about showing up, even when you don't feel like it. Whether you've just celebrated a massive win or suffered a devastating loss, the medicine is the same. Just show up. Momentum is perpetual. It compounds. It gets faster and faster, and results come quicker and quicker. 1% a day will compound into powerful gains. If you ever lose momentum, realize wallowing in self-pity doesn't help recreate it. Showing up does.
Momentum might be the most powerful force of the universe. Ooh, ooh, ooh. When you got it, nothing can stop you. When you don't, you're stopped.
Momentum is really everything. It's as you're driving a car and you're going really fast. You start to notice that every single movement you make is incredibly sensitive. And before you know, you just come crashing down. When things are happening for you, you need to be very cautious and very aware of every single thing you do, how you do them, why you do them. Because trust me, when you make one mistake, everything that you've worked on for the last years will come crumbling down.
Rumi said, as you start to walk on the way will appear. Your biggest enemy will be overthinking. Take action, because as you take action, the obvious path is revealed. But if you just sit and overthink it, you'll never get any answers. Momentum is key. Be an action taker, not a procrastinator.
It's not the big that eat the small, but the fast that eat the slow. Momentum is what makes you unstoppable, or harder to stop, or to slow down. Without momentum, you can lose interest even in your own endeavors. You need momentum. Business, money, relationships. You need momentum.
So what you have to do is you have to start accumulating small wins. You have to start waking up on time. You have to start eating clean. You have to start cleaning around you. You have to start exercising. You have to start listening to positive messages and not listening to all this bull music from the system. Start listening to something that has frequencies that literally elevate your spirit. But we're out here listening to all this garbage, and then we wonder, why is it that our life is so
Building momentum is not luck, it's a choice. Because momentum isn't some magical force reserved for the lucky. It's something you create step by step with effort and persistence. And waiting for the right moment won't get you anywhere. The achievers, the real game changers, know this. They build momentum through daily actions, no matter how small. At first, it's hard. It feels like pushing a heavy boulder uphill, especially on the tough days when quitting seems so much easier. But here's the truth. That struggle is what creates the breakthrough. Because every disciplined action you take builds energy, and over time, that boulder starts to roll on its own. But momentum is fragile. Cutting corners or slacking off could break it, setting you back to square one. The secret is consistency, showing up every day with focus and intention. Once you learn to manufacture momentum, you'll see how limitless your potential is. So build it, protect it, and watch the world shift in your favor.
Losing momentum? Oh my God. You'll see people that have momentum in their business, and they'll have momentum in their podcast. They'll have momentum in what they're doing, and they're thinking this thing's going to go on its own, and they'll let it go. You'll see people that are having momentum, and all of a sudden there's one setback. Oh my God, it's not working out. They're out. Too often people take momentum for granted, and when they do, they lose what they have. Whether you're a executive helping grow a company, that you have, you know, participation in the upside of the company, whether you're the founder, whether you're building a podcast, whether you're doing a show, whether you're doing anything, the moment you become arrogant with momentum, she leaves you for somebody else. Because everybody in the world who's ever had momentum knows how hard it is to get it and how easy it is to lose it. And when you lose it after you've had it, it takes so much work to bring it back.
I cannot stress this enough, but momentum is everything, whether good momentum or bad momentum. If you have a week where you go to the gym every day in a row, on that eighth day, it's going to be really easy to go to the gym again. But if you don't go any day for a whole week, it's really hard to finally go to the gym. Everything in our life is determined based on positive or negative momentum. It's going to be hard the first couple days, but if you can just switch onto a positive momentum path, you're going to be so much better off, and it will be so easy to achieve these habits you've been struggling with.
When you're going down a water slide, halfway down the water slide, try to stop. You can't, because your weight is just pulling you down that slide. That's a beautiful thing. If it's a water slide to success, that's where momentum is a good thing.
But once you've launched towards your goal, never consider the possibility of failure. The Germans have a saying, it's immer vorne, nie zurück. Immer vorne, nie zurück. And it means always forward, never backward. Never consider the possibility of failure. Every person here is here because they refused to quit when the going got rough. Your ability to persist in the face of setbacks and disappointment is vital to all great achievement, and it's always a decision that you make. It's not the external environment, it's always the internal environment.
Create your own momentum. Motivation will get you started, but discipline is what creates momentum in your life. In my opinion, momentum starts the second day or second time you do something. And the more consecutive days you can be consistent, the more momentum you create in your life. See, everyone can find the motivation to go to the gym once or create one piece of content. But if you stick with it and stack little wins day by day, that's how you create momentum.
If you win enough days, you win the week. If you win enough weeks, you win the month. If you win enough months, you win the year. And if you win enough years, you win the life. And it's that simple, all right? There's no magic outside of that.
Something that I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger is when you feel that you're building up momentum in whatever it is, take full advantage. Keep your foot on the gas. Do not let up. You have niggas out here, all you had to do was show them one time that something worked, and niggas have been riding the wave ever since. And if you really pick up on shit, you learn that that momentum, you don't feel that energy every so often. That shit is every blue moon. So when you feel that momentum, my nigga, put your foot on niggas' necks and don't let up. Everything counts.
3 months, October, November, December. You've got 3 months left in the year, and you have one of two choices. You can do what you've been doing year after year after year after year, which is literally nothing, until January 1st, when you have a spurt of motivation and you decide that you're going to change your entire being, and then you do it for 2 weeks, and then those goals are never seen or heard of again. Or you can see the opportunity in front of you and take the next 3 months and commit to the actions that are going to produce that version of yourself. So that on January 1st, you're not sitting there looking in the mirror, disgusted and disappointed with who you've been and the fact that you've repeated this cycle over and over and over again. You can instead be proud of the fact that you took the initiative to change your actions before everyone said it was acceptable to do so. On January 1st, do you want to feel like you have to change your entire life again, or do you want to feel that you can just keep on doing what you're doing?
Single greatest thing in life, in anything that you do, is momentum. And when you don't have it, you have to work 10 times harder to get it than you do to maintain it once you have it. So for everybody in there thinking about making a job change the first of the year, or they're thinking about making a move the first of the year, that's all. That's, you already know you're beating your head. You already played yourself. You don't understand how the game of life works. You don't understand momentum.
One of my favorite books, Psycho-Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, he says that life is like a bike. When a bike is stationary, it's wobbly. But when a bike is moving, it's easier to steer. And this is a lot like your life. When you are stationary, you've got no momentum, you've got no movement, you're wobbly because you don't know what it is that you want to do and you don't know where you want to go. But as soon as you start putting one foot in front of the other, as soon as you start to get some momentum in your life and start moving forward, things balance out and it becomes easier to steer.
If you find yourself in a place of zero momentum, you're dead in the water, your life is chaos, you're full of anxiety, realize that you can create the momentum. And it's very simple. You go back to point number one, where you control the things that you can control, and you push through day after day after day after day when it's extremely hard, when it's extremely frustrating, when it's extremely uncomfortable for you to do, and you get to a point where it starts to become more comfortable. And this is where the momentum starts to take over.
How do you rebuild momentum once you've lost it?
If you have the privilege of being in momentum, stay in it. And if you're out of it, get back in it by just taking a step. Don't overcomplicate it. I need to hire a trainer and I need to get a new gym membership at Equinox. And I need to, no, you need to put your shoes on, go outside and go for a walk right now. That's what winners do. We don't have bad days, we have bad moments. And if we're in momentum, we understand the value of momentum and the price of getting out of it. And we honor that it is hard to be in it. And when you're in it, you want to stay in it.
I'm a huge believer in momentum. I think it's this force that if you can understand it and harness it and learn how to create it, it can take things that are average and make them extraordinary. It's like an accelerator. And so you look at baseball, for example, the best team doesn't win the World Series every single year. It's the hottest team with the most momentum in their pitching staff. Hockey, the hottest goaltender typically wins the Stanley Cup. Momentum, right? So life gets momentum too. You can take an average life, and if it gets momentum, it can become extraordinary. And you get a life with momentum by having days with momentum. So the key today is to learn how to create momentum in your day so that your life can get momentum. You can go from average to extraordinary. And the way we do that is we do feared or uncomfortable things first and early in our day. Not just first things first, feared and uncomfortable. You know what they are for you, by the way. What are the two or three things that if you just did them every day, you're pretty much guaranteed a good day in your business, whether that's prospecting, phone calling, a certain meeting, certain strategy. I want to challenge you to start doing those things early in your day, and it'll get the rest of the day, you'll be extraordinary with momentum. Max out.
Stop avoiding difficulties. You like start avoiding those difficult tasks each day that actually give you momentum and progress towards the thing so you can feel it and integrate it and know it is you, right? You're not getting that momentum forward on the things that matter. So you're not getting that identity that says, wow, this is me. I am making this happen. Instead, you're observing it and you're avoiding it. And so as you see people do great things or you avoid the difficult hardships, your psychology starts saying, hey, you're full of crap. You're not even trying. You're not even doing it. You know what? Yeah, you showed up here, but you're just going through the motions and you're not taking on the tough stuff.
It requires a lot of energy when you first get started, so much energy that you wonder if it's ever going to get started. But guess what? Once that thing gets moving, the more it moves, the easier it gets to move it. The more it moves, the easier it gets to move it.
Momentum is everything in a startup. If you ever take your foot off the gas and lose momentum, it is incredibly difficult to recover from that. And startups that keep doing well, there's new and exciting challenges every week or every month, and startups that keep growing, startups that win, keep winning, and startups that lose, keep losing.
There is something magical and mystical about what happens when you just string a few sort of actions together that are self-esteem building or moving you towards a certain goal, even if they're super tiny, right? Like you create this momentum and that momentum builds. Suddenly you're more enthusiastic about taking that next step than you were one step prior because you did these two. It could be tiny. It could be like I brush my teeth, you know, in the whatever it is that you're struggling with. And then you do that. It's like this idea of self-esteem is a function of doing esteemable acts. And those esteemable acts can be on behalf of yourself, right? And when they're small, but those things, they really build in this compounding kind of way that can really redirect your life. So it is really important to start small.
Momentum is everything, and the only way to get it is through consistent action. If you're wondering whether or not you have momentum in your life right now, ask yourself, how hard was it for you to get up this morning? Do you actually love the life that you're living and the person that you're becoming, or do you feel like everything is working against you? Does everything feel stagnant? Does it feel quiet? Does it feel slow? Do you not have movement? If you don't, then you don't have momentum. When you have momentum, things feel very different, okay? Doors are opening, opportunities are falling out of the sky. You have more energy, you have more confidence, you have more motivation to do the things that you need to do because you have momentum on your side. If you don't, and you need to create some, the best thing that you can do for yourself is get up and do the things that you said you were going to do. And don't get mad when it doesn't happen right away. You have to keep going day by day, brick by brick, moment by moment, email by email, pitch by pitch, whatever it is that you have to do to get to end game. That is what creates the momentum. Even if it doesn't happen right away, even if it feels like things aren't working, you can't enter a series of wins without doing the work.
Big thing, first thing. Whatever the big thing is that you're trying to accomplish in your life, it's the very first thing that you do for the day. Because here's what happens. If you get in the habit of taking the first 30 minutes of the day to yourself, to whatever that goal is, I mean, it's a monumental push as the days, weeks, and months and years add up. I mean, it really is. But the second part is you begin to then look at the rest of the day as easier and not as stressful, got your big thing done, but also you don't want to mess that thing up. So if your goal is weight loss and you got in 30 minutes of exercise first thing in the morning, what don't you want to do? You don't really want to cheat on your diet. You don't really want to move in a direction that would throw off your first 30 minutes. I mean, you woke up, it's the first thing you did, you dedicated time to it, energy to it. You don't want to throw that off. So it's a big momentum driver.
When you get real momentum, your brain goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is us. We're doing this. This is real. And the identity of an achiever in that space that you are in, like, starts firing. And now it starts feeling real. You're like, wow, I got this. I'm doing this. This is good. And the imposter syndrome starts going away.
The universal law of momentum is real. You woke up today and you're feeling like, man, I'm feeling a little bit better today. Mentally, physically, spiritually, maybe even financially. Got a new job. You're starting to feel a little better. You're feeling more confident. You're learning more. You're connecting with people more. It's momentum. God is whispering to you through the momentum. You're on the right path. You're doing good. Everything you've been praying for is right around the corner. Just keep going. Keep going. It's momentum. Momentum is like a train, a bullet train. Grab hold of it. Do not let it go. When you catch the momentum, hold on. Do not allow laziness to derail your train. Do not let negative thoughts and depression and anxiety derail your train, brother. You've caught momentum. Hold on to that train as long as you can. Keep going. Keep going, bro. Please.
Good day where you eat clean, you drink a lot of water, and you, like you did, you got that day, you woke up, you put your shoes on, you went for a run, you worked out your driveway, you got a good day in.
Yep.
That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be another good day, and then I'm going to force myself into another good day, and the next thing you know, I've got some momentum.
There's a pattern that separates people who make real progress from those who stay stuck, and it's not effort, it's not motivation, it's momentum. And when you start something new, energy's high, right? You feel ready to take on anything. But as the weeks go by, that drive tends to fade. Some people even become master quitters. Do you know anybody like that? Well, the people who make real progress, they just adjust their approach instead of quitting. Instead of seeing obstacles as proof that something isn't working, they ask, what needs to shift? Maybe the plan was too complicated. Maybe the focus was on the wrong priority. Who knows? You know, progress happens when you make it easier to keep going. It doesn't mean lowering your standards. It just means removing the friction. Simplify your plan. Cut out distractions. Focus on the next right step instead of thinking 10 steps ahead. When you make those small adjustments, momentum returns.
You need to be clear what it is you really want. I always tell people, you know not only what you want, but why you want it. I know this is simplistic, but most people just don't do the blocking and tackling of their life. When you're not sure what you're going to do, you're going to hesitate. And hesitation kills momentum. And momentum is what makes a sports team win. It's what makes an athlete, a business person win. Starting a relationship, starting a business, changing your body. It takes so much in the beginning. But once you get going, it's actually really easy.
The first million is hard, but the second million is inevitable. It's not becoming a millionaire that's important. It's the person that you must become in order to become a millionaire. You have to become a completely different person. You have to develop character beyond 99% of the people in the world.
You can slow down, just don't ever stop. If you are overexerting yourself, you are allowed to slow down. The thing is, just don't ever stop. The most powerful thing you can have is momentum. And let me explain it like this, by cars on a highway. To explain this, I'm going to give an analogy with three cars. Let's say we got three cars. One car is going 0 miles per hour, another car is going 20 miles per hour, and another car is going 65 miles per hour. If I ask all cars to get up to 90 miles per hour as fast as possible, some cars are going to do well another is going to do really bad. I'm pretty sure you know which one. The car going 65 and the car going 20 are going to have an easier time than the car going zero. Why? Because the car that is going zero has to do way more work to get up to a point where it's even riding on momentum that it can easily get to a point of 90. The car that's going 65 is going to have an easier time because it's already rolling with momentum. The car that's going 20 is going to have drastically an easier time than the car going zero. It's going to take way harder to get to the point where the 65 car is going up, but it's going to be an easier time compared to the zero. Momentum is only built if it's already in motion. So think of yourself like this. If you're either a car going at 20 miles per hour or a car going at 65 miles per hour, whenever you need to get to 90, understand that it will be a lot easier if you are already cruising at that speed than it would be if you were a car that is going 0 miles per hour. So in all things that you do that are productive in your life, slow down, just never stop.
A lot of it is just consistency. You know exactly what you want to do. Figuring out when to do these things, building a routine, finding out how to do it. Not everything has to be perfect, and you don't have to do everything the same way everybody else does it. But if you do have the knowledge and you did the research, just go do it. The first couple of times you do something and it's new, you're not going to get it. But I think that we see success and we see greatness and we see quote unquote perfection online, or we want it, so we see it in other individuals. It's not that easy. I don't think anything in this life is quote unquote easy. I just feel like that individual did it so many times that they make it look easy. Practice makes perfection.
Rule of three, the formula to momentum. It's called the rule of three. All you have to do is just do three small things in a row. Mm-hmm. And after the third one, you're going to be in a momentous state. Small wins build momentum.
It's very interesting to me.
So for instance, every morning I know I'm going to get into a state of momentum because I wake up and then I drink water.
Right.
Yeah, Jason, you drink that water. And then I take my supplements in the morning and I down them and I go, no one takes supplements like you. Good job, man. And then I go and I meditate for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Now I've woken up, had water, one win. Supplements, second win. Meditating, third win. I'm a champion 24 minutes into the morning. My criteria for a small win is shit I can control. So if I can do those things, then I'm gonna feel good. And it's not special to me. Anyone can do that.
Dreams don't come true unless you put the work in. So no more fucking around. Get up. It's time to get to work. No more sleeping in, no more being fucking lazy, no more complaining. It's time to take action. Everything that you have ever wanted is on the other side of taking action. So let's go.
You guys have to understand, if the only thing you do every day is get up and try to be the best version of yourself, there's no way you can fail. There's no way. A lot of you guys will say you're locked in, but you're still trying to go on the two mans. You're still trying to text all these women. You're still on the websites every day. You're still sparking up, going to parties, just doing random stuff. But if you're one of those dudes who you're actually locked in, it is only a matter of time before you actually get stuff like this and you actually become successful.
Whatever you are working towards, you are going to get there. You got to be the one to stand up, shout out, cry out, stand tall, work hard, dig deep, and go after it.
For your 20s, work day and night.
Really?
Do as many things, learn as much as you can, fail as often as possible.
What about work-life balance in your 20s?
Okay. Because that's the time to put in the hard work. Your work-life balance actually comes out later.
Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day before anybody else, and grounding my thought process is in the no one will outwork me. No one. I love and I respect you guys. Motherfucker won't outwork me. All starts with this. Two hands, putting it to work.
Unless you can push through discomfort, most things that are going to give you the greatest reward require discomfort initially.
Yeah.
Right? And the discomfort, it's like, you know, my original teacher, Jim Rohn, used to always say, you know, there's two pains in life, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Mm. He goes, discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons. You know? And
yeah,
so I've trained myself to do that. And then I meditate. Then I always make an acknowledgement call briefly or leave a voicemail for someone just because to spark the day. And then I do the first thing I do is always whatever is the most difficult.
Yes.
Because then you have momentum for your day. And when you train your brain to do what's difficult first, then emotional fitness just comes naturally. And more importantly, so does achievement, so does your ability to contribute to other people.
You're down,
The number one thing you should do is make a plan. Literally get a piece of paper and a pencil and write down a bunch of goals and then write concrete steps.
Step by step.
This is correct. The successful people in life make lists of things they want to do. And then if you really want to be successful, then what you do is you take the little things first, you cross those off, it gives you a feeling of momentum, and then you can tackle the big things. I think it's a big mistake for people to think, okay, well, my goal is to be president, and so here's a list of 100 things I'm going to do. How about take out the garbage first?
Yeah. Right? Make your bed.
Right, as Jordan says. Yeah, exactly.
Maturing is realizing you're the scam. You lied to yourself yesterday, and today, you did it again. You said you were going to wake up early. You didn't. You said, this is the week I'm going to lock in. Stop wasting time. You didn't. You said, no more excuses. But here you are, scrolling again. Every single time you break a promise to yourself, you lose self-respect. Forget everybody else. You've been scamming yourself. You talk big, but you move very small. You know what you want, but your actions say something else. So if you're watching this, make a promise to yourself and keep that promise. And it will begin to compound one rep after another.
You say failure is your best friend.
Oh, it is.
Why?
When you get pushed down, it gives you momentum. When you get pushed down, when you've got a big ego, you're insulted, personally insulted, and you want to come fighting back. So now all of a sudden you have a momentum to bounce off of. It's like a ball hitting the floor. You bounce higher. And that's what helps successful people. Insult, rejection. Successful people realize, here's my opportunity.
I think people find themselves incrementally checking how far they've got. And that, you know, when you compare it to anybody else or whatever, it's just it's a recipe for disaster. Just keep banging on. Mountain climbers will probably tell you the same thing. You know, there's no point looking. The difference between climbing 100 feet and climbing 500 feet is a point of view. You won't know you're at the top until you get there, pal. And that's what you need to remember. So that's, you know, part of my mechanism of dealing with sort of just getting there. Just don't look down.
You ever seen a car when it's stuck in the mud and you got to rock it back and forth?
Yeah.
Because the hardest thing to possibly do is catch a little bit of momentum. Yeah. You're going back and forth like this. The minute you finally get over the hump, you have to keep pushing. The hardest thing to do is the rock. Because the uncertainty of whether you're actually going to get over the hump or not, that's where the doubt creeps in. So the minute you finally get over, that's when you push with all your might. Because rolling it back into the mud is the most discouraging thing possible. You might not have the energy to do it twice. Few people know how to do it twice. So once you catch your first bit of momentum, foot on neck, foot on gas. Don't look back. Don't care who the fuck is in your rear view, where the shouts and the screams is coming from. I catch you when I circle the block, but I'm not looking over my shoulder to see if I need you.
Never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like, there's nothing that you can't do. You may not have done it yet. We don't know if you can do it or not until you really practice. And then you find out if you can do it or not, or how well you can do it.
Yeah. The guys at the top who become the best, where you call them the dominators, the goat of your field or whatever it is, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking good and great days. It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please let me catch up. And he or she says, come on down, baby. I'm not taking that day off or the week off or the month off. That's why I'm the dominator.
Show me five individuals you hang out with. Whatever they are, you're going to be the sixth. You're better off being alone than being with people that are going to drag you down. And there's nothing wrong with going back and talking to those guys after you make it. You need to seriously be selfishly focused. What I mean by that is, if people aren't adding to the mission or helping you get to the mission, they're no longer a part of the mission.
We're at our happiest when we're making progress. And so when we're looking around and, you know, imposter syndrome's kicking in and we have that self-doubt and we're not feeling good about ourselves, a lot of the time it's just because we're lacking any type of relevant momentum. We have to create that ourselves, initiate the progress, manufacture the momentum. It's a game of setting up small goals and meeting them so that when you put your head on the pillow at night, you start to feel like that person. That's been my go-to. Every new project, every new role, every business I've started, when I've felt like that, It's to simplify. Create three items, the most important three things you can do, sometimes two, and conquer them. And every time I go to bed that night, I feel better. I feel accomplished. I feel like I belong. Life is a game of progress, and you know, sometimes we have to initiate it. We have to manufacture our own momentum.
You don't have to have money to make money. What you have to have is belief in yourself.
Jump and the net will appear.
Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, this is not a good move. Move towards that challenge and go attack it.
It doesn't matter where you are in life. It really doesn't. Because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts. No matter where you are. Look, I was dead broke. My electric bill was being shut off. And there were obviously there were people even like worse off than I was. It doesn't matter. You could change your life if you want to. It's always your next decision.
Don't sink the ship right now. Just keep your head above water. Maintain. Just try and hold on.
And hopefully give yourself a chance to notice the magic, the mystical. I try to do that.
Yeah.
When it gets rough.
Because it's there. I do believe it's all around us all the time. Just are we on a frequency and do we allow ourselves to receive it, see it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.